Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is July 27, 2022. It is 7:02 p.m. and I welcome you to this special town meeting of the town of Canton. My name is Melissa Zills. I'm tonight's town meeting moderator. Madam Town Clerk, would you please read the call?
Legal notice, Town of Canton, Connecticut, special town meeting, July 27, 2022. Notice is hereby given to the electors of the Town of Canton and those qualified taxpayers lawfully entitled to vote in Canton Town Meetings pursuant to Section 7-6 of the Connecticut General Statutes that a special town meeting will be commenced on Wednesday, July 27, 2022 at 7 p.m. in Room F, located at the Canton Public Library and Community Center, 40 Dyer Avenue, Canton, Connecticut, to consider and take action on the following question. Shall the Town of Canton approve funding various municipal projects in the total amount of $498,804.30 with grant funds received through the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, or ARPA? A list of ARPA projects can be located online at www.townofcantoncd.org and in the office of the Town Clerk and at the Canton Public Library. Dated at Canton, Connecticut, this 15th day of July, 2022, signed by the Board of Selectmen, Robert Bessel, First Selectman. The return of notice reads, I hereby certify that on July 15th, 2022, a copy of the foregoing warning and notice was left with Linda Smith, Town Clerk. I further certify that on July 20th, 2022, a copy of said warning and notice was published in the Hartford Courant, a newspaper having a circulation in said town. I further certify that on July 15th, 2022, a copy of said warning and notice was posted on the town's website and all other places designated by charter.
Okay.
I further certify that all of the above acts were done at least 5 days before the holding of said meeting on July 27th, 2022, signed Robert Bessel, First Selectman.
Thank you. I now recognize our First Selectman, Robert Bessel, for purposes of a motion.
Thank you. I move that the Town of Canton approve funding various municipal projects in the total amount of $498,804.30 with grant funds received through the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021.
Thank you. And do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to welcome everyone here to this meeting. I think, as you all know, we've gone through quite a process to get to this point. This is our second town meeting to approve expenditures of the American Rescue Plan Act. We received a total of $3,034,667.30. Half of that came to the town a year ago, and the other half this year, July 2022. The funds can be used to address negative aspects of COVID on families, businesses, nonprofits, and government. The funds must be encumbered by the end of 2024 and spent by 2026. So we're using the safe harbor method of utilizing the ARPA funds, which is to declare the funding as lost revenue. And once the funds have been declared that way, they can be used for normal government expenses except for, and this is important, debt service and pension fund costs. The town officials have determined that most, if not all, the funds can be recouped as lost revenue. So the Board of Selectmen determined that the overall theme should be that funds should be utilized to enhance residents' quality of life, and this would include health and well-being, safety and outdoor recreation, and further enhancing the community's well-being would be support of nonprofits, especially those that support tourism, small business. And finally, there are facility improvements that include HVAC improvements for both the town hall and high school auditoriums. And some of the funds of the projects that have had to be funded through the budget process would have had to be funded through the budget process if not for the ARPA funding, thereby lowering future costs. So we, in order to To pick these projects, we convened a our CIP committee. CIP stands for the Capital Improvement Plan. That includes representatives from the Selectmen, from the Board of Finance, and the Board of Education. We maintain a list of projects, long-term projects, that we are looking to complete over a multi-year period. So that's a list that we are updating every year. And we talk about priorities, funding sources, and that sort of thing. And the this money, a lot of this money, we found could be used to offset the cost of those, a number of those projects. So in the first round, we had we put $60,000 into the Social Services Fund, $40,000 to augment the school psychological services, $360,000 for the fire department air packs. We have security improvements in our public offices. We have another $360,000 approximately for improvements to the Farmington River bike trail. This is to improve the boards on the bridges that we have on the trail. Renovations to the CIS field, which is to put in irrigation. Outdoor exercise equipment, which was identified in a public meeting as a need here. River access, $340,000. Replace the pool shell at Mills Pond for $90,000. A new Little League field over at the high school for $250,000. Mills Pond playground equipment for $75,000. And for nonprofit tourism and business support, $70,000 for local shuttered tourism, $20,000 for artist support, another $25,000 for supporting Main Street, and $100,000 for a business stability fund. And these were, that money was awarded through a competitive grant process, and pretty much all of that money was awarded. Facility improvements included HVAC for Town Hall Auditorium and for the High School Auditorium. Right now, during the summer, those facilities are pretty much unusable. Broadband improvements for $49,000, town technology support for $50,000, and these improvements are to improve security as well as access, including broadband in the downtown Collinsville area. Fixtures and furnishings in the community center, and showers at the community center. So that was passed approximately 7 months ago, correct, Bob?
In January
of this year. So that left us with approximately $500,000, or to be completely accurate, $498,000, the amount that's in question today. And after reviewing after the Board of Selectmen and Finance reviewed the a number of additional projects, we put together a list that's before you tonight of recommended projects, which will include window replacement at Cherry Brook School for $140,000, enhanced security cameras at the schools for $60,000, improvements to Memorial Field for $64,000. That's pending an agreement between the Fire Corporation and the Canton Youth Soccer Association. Money to pave Bear Corner Road for $97,481.30, and to fund a $41,323 to fund a temporary position over at the Farmington Valley Health District for a period of 3 years. This is in conjunction with the other towns that are members of the Farmington Valley Health District, and overtime for speed enforcement, which continues the program that we started last year and has proved very successful in curtailing speed. Additional funding for round one projects include $46,000 for the auditorium HVAC, which was a cost overrun for that project that was approved earlier in the first round, and pool shelf which is for $20,000, which is also an excess cost that we found out about after the after we approved funding and in January. So that is the proposal before us at this point. I'm pretty much done.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Vessel. We have a motion and a second, and you've heard the explanation. It is time for your comment. If you wish to speak, please rise and clearly state your name and address. Does anyone wish to remark?
Yes, sir.
Fred Swan, 39 K Street. This great desire for more funding, like $60,000 to $80,000 for speed enforcement, because I live on a high-speed road, K Street.
Thank you.
Sarah Faulkner, 25 Dyer Avenue. First, I want to thank the Board of Selectmen for the transparent method you used for all of the deciding how to spend the money. I think it was very, very well done. The public is very knowledgeable about it, which is terrific. Given we had some overruns on some of the first funding, do you have any, is there any fallback if any of these last funds overrun also?
We have some of these things which we wouldn't have to fall back on, like $64,000 for the improvements to the memorial fields. I mean, that's possible because it's pending an agreement. I think the Board of Selectmen and hopes that we will spend the money on those improvements because they're sorely needed. We have some other possibilities. We may be applying. I think we will be applying for funding to cover the HVAC in the immediate future, and if we get that money, then we'll be able to use some of those funds that we would allocate tonight for contingencies and other things. One of the contingencies that we know that we're facing is with the air packs, which the estimate for those came in well above $360,000, which we had allocated in round one. So that's kind of where we're at. Bob, do you want to add anything?
No, just that there is no contingency. This will spend the remaining of the funds that's in the ARPA program. And so if we get additional fund by the ARPA program, it will be because projects come in under budget and we'll be able to reallocate the money that's remaining. And so there are a couple of projects that we believe may come in under, but we also know there are a few that are probably going to come over.
So playing it by ear.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
Hi, I'm Dan Tanner from 30 Bunker Hill in Canton. And I'm curious where the capital funds improvement plan is, like, to see the items that remain on that list, because it seems that consideration for this ARPA, these ARPA funds are prioritizing that list, and I'm just curious as to what remains on that list and how we can view that.
Sure. I don't believe it's on the website, but I can certainly send it to you. I have your email address. There's a CIP committee that meets periodically. They look at capital projects for both the Board of Ed and in the town. They prioritize those projects, usually in the category 1, 2, and 3, depending on the priority of them. And then that's given over to the Board of Finance and the Board of Selectmen, and they use it as part of the budgeting process. And there are a number of projects on there that have not been completed, but there were some of the projects that were addressed through these. But there were other sources besides just that CIP list. I mean, we did have a public hearing where residents came in and expressed that they'd like to see other things funded. In fact, there was a comment tonight made by somebody who was at the last CIP, the last meeting where we voted on ARPA projects. And they brought up a similar concern, they wanted more money for speed enforcement. And we do have money in speed enforcement in this round. So, you know, we both from that CIP list, but also from public comments, we created these final ARPA projects. And I'll get you that CIP list.
I would like to speak. Pat Swan, 39 King Street, about speed enforcement. You mentioned $30,000 for overtime. That's not going to solve the problem. The problem is we need speed bumps. I don't see that in here. We talked about it. They agreed that we could have them. I don't see them happening. I'm outside all afternoon today, and people are 25 miles an hour, 50, 60. They don't care. They don't live on that street, so why should they care? We care. We need speed bumps.
We got approval from the Board of Finance to allocate funds for speed bumps.
Okay.
Those speed tables is really what they are.
Yeah.
Those speed tables have been ordered. They're being delivered, I believe, this week. Like everything else, it takes a while to get them. I know we were originally supposed to come last week, but I think we're going to get them in this week. And then DPW will install them, but I got to give you a little bit of warning on that as time permits. They've got a lot of projects in hopper right now. But hopefully within the next few weeks, they'll be able to get up there and at least install the first one.
Thank
I think
you.
It's going to, they're rather large and heavy. I think there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve in the installation process. So I think the first one may take a little while, but we do have them and they should be installed hopefully within the next few weeks.
Good. Thank you.
Is there signage that comes with that, Bob?
Yes.
Very important part of the speed table. I really appreciate seeing signs coming up. Yes. Other comments?
Same thing. Any other comments or questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Actually, I do have another question. So if the memorial fields, if they don't get approval, if they don't come to some agreement there between the fire organization association and the soccer, what then happens? Like, how does it then, that money that may be available then, how does that get decided upon its use?
Well, if those funds are not spent on that purpose, the first place we're going to look is for cost overruns on the other projects. And if those needs are satisfied, then if there's some new project that we would consider, we basically have to undergo this process again.
The Board of Selectmen can allocate those funds. Once it's been approved and appropriated, then the Board of Selectmen, if they wanted to, could allocate that to another project, just like you can with the CIP. They could certainly get public input too, but it would be the Board of Selectmen who have authority to allocate those.
I stand corrected. Thank you very much.
That's the process.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, thank you very much. Hearing none, I will try your minds by voice vote. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All those opposed, say no. Thank you very much. The yeses have it. The motion passes. If you are ready for this special town meeting, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you, Sarah. And do we have a second?
Second.
Yep.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Those opposed say no, and the motion carries, and this meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.